Yes. Hello, intelligentsia. John Jeffers here with the Jeffers Brief, welcoming you to another informative episode. Well, let's put it this way. You do with the information what you will. I'm not going to tell you what to do with it. However, I am going to tell you about this. What the hell is that? Get away from there. All right. I don't know if any of you caught it. Don Lowry, the producer and broadcast director here at CRN, put this post out. And I wanted to put it out there to you so you understand what's going on here. As part of the new changes that we're going to be offering some digital products like ebooks, reports, those type of products, maybe even some software or graphics, that kind of thing. Some of you will have the option to get the master resale license. That's where you can resell the product and keep the full profits for yourself. So some of you will have PLR, which is private label rights, where you can edit the product and claim ownership of the product. Sell the product, grant those rights to customers as well. Now look, this is a cool way to get some cool products and to make a few bucks. We are going to allow, no, not going to allow. You know what? We're going to give it the chance to join us in doing this. So we're going to be starting an affiliate, I guess, as for any other better word, program where you can sign up as an affiliate. And whoever purchases the digital products, we're going to pay you a percentage of the sale just for referring the sale. So you'll have a chance to sign up as an affiliate of CRN for free. And then we're going to give you access to all the products. And we're going to give you a unique referral link that tracks the sales to you. And then we're going to pay you out the commission when you sell a product. Easy peasy. Wait for you to make some extra, you know, some extra money. I know, so well, I don't need it. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're independently wealthy. You don't need it. I do. I gotta, you know, pay for this show and everything else. Before I forget, I want to welcome our listeners in Singapore. First time we've ever had listeners in Singapore, Italy, India, Canada, Netherlands. All you listeners in those countries, welcome to the Contra Radio Network. Glad you're with us. Oh, and please tell your friends too. Because, you know, some of the stuff we talk about. Now, look, I get it. U.S. politics generally does make news overseas. But more importantly, prepping can be done internationally. It may have to be adapted to your particular country where you live. So it's something for you to keep in mind. So tell your friends. What else have we got going on here? You know, here's something I find interesting, and that is this. Not to beat a dead horse. Well, that's not true. I'm going to beat this dead horse. And that is this. You know how the political elite decide which laws are which? The Latin phrase lex est quod dico comes to mind. And what it means is the law is what I say it is. And again, watching Nancy Pelosi get her hair done highlights the arbitrary fiats of a power-hungry government officials. And here's something else that a recent discovery in San Francisco, that private health gyms are forced to close, yet government gyms are allowed to be open. You know, gyms within the government buildings in San Francisco, that's Nancy Pelosi, by the way, have been open for months, despite privately owned establishments being ordered to close due to the coronavirus. It's shocking. It's infuriating. Daniel Rapkin of the CrossFit Golden Gate told a local NBC station, even though they're getting exposed, there are no repercussions, no ramifications. It's bullshit. The gyms that have been open for government employees include those for police officers, judges, lawyers, bailiffs, and paralegals, according to the report. One such gym, the Hall of Justice Gym, has been open since July 1st. It just demonstrates that there is a double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and what the residents in San Francisco are allowed to do. And that's from Dave Carricker. He's the owner of MX3 Fitness in San Francisco. You know what? Something else, though. I'm having a hard time having sympathy for these people. For example, you voted for these idiots. You allowed them to do it. You knew what they were when they were running, and yet you voted for them anyways. Suffer with the fruits of your bad voting habits. Same thing for the citizens of Portland and the citizens of Seattle. Sorry, I don't have any sympathy for you. Your restaurant's going out of business. It's probably going out of business before the riots happened, especially in Seattle when they decided $15 minimum wage. And those businesses left the city to go outside the city limits to continue doing their business. Again, just because, you know, you've voted for these clowns in local leadership, including from the governor's office on down, you get exactly what you voted for. You are not allowed to bitch or complain about it. You knew what they were. You chose to vote for them. You got what you voted for. Why are you complaining? Why are you bitching? And don't say, well, we didn't know. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. And if you didn't know, then why are you voting anyways? You're an uninformed voter. My guess is you probably just decided we're going to go along with it because that's cool. Speaking of which, you know, I see a lot of these major corporations in America jumping on the BLM bandwagon. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't racism in this country. There's racism all over the world. There is. Has been. Does it mean it needs to continue? Of course not. What bothers me is that these corporations now think they have a right to lecture you and I. They are under this umbrella, this idea that somehow Black Lives Matter and Antifa are positive changes, that this is truly what the American people support and want. No, they don't. So how do you fight back against them? Well, that's pretty simple. For example, Kellogg's cereal gave $1 million to BLM. Guess what I do? I don't buy Kellogg's cereal. I don't buy any Kellogg's products. They can give their money away, but they're not going to give my money away to somebody that hates me. NFL. You know what? I'm getting tired of hearing about Jacob Blank. Oh, he's such a victim. Yeah, look, he got shot in the back, okay? Granted, the optics are really bad on that. No argument. So that leaves you with a choice. If you're the police officer, look, do you shoot knowing there's a knife? The guy already said he's going to get the knife. So do you let him pick up the knife and turn around and shoot him in the front? Or do you just end the threat right then and there? And here's another question. While everybody's tripping over themselves to sit there and kiss his ass, what about his victim? What about the woman he beat the hell out of? Who he took her car and other things. Where's her justice? Where's hers? Doesn't she deserve it before he gets it? Just asking. Just a question between friends. Okay, I know you didn't want to hear this, but I don't care. I'm going to say it anyways. And that's why you tune into it. I have something else I want to touch on. And I don't have a lot of time to do it, but it's this. I talked about it before. Don't let the mainstream media scream about the polls to you. I don't care what the polls say. You need to go out there and you need to vote. You need to vote. Period. You need to vote for the president. Biden has some serious mental deficiencies that the mainstream media will not address. But they don't have to. Joe's doing a fine job, and I'll get back to that in a minute. After we come back from our mandatory break, gotta pay the bills. I gotta pay the bills. I'm trying to get other people to pay the bills for me. Help out. All right. Thanks. Stick around. I'll be right back after this.
Tired of getting censored on social media? Are you noticing less traffic to your business page or profile? Solve it by joining mumbleit.com today and experience true free speech social media. Join for free at www.mumbleit.com. Experience real freedom today.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Welcome back to segment two. Let's listen to the Biden man himself. You know, when I talk about Biden's mental deficiencies, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm pointing it out here. For example, he's in Kenosha last week. He says he'll go down fighting. Then he talks about losing the fight. And it's so nutty. You know what? I want you to hear it for yourself. You got Biden taking a question, which is unusual. And then at the end, you'll hear a guy named Tim Mahone yakking about him. And you'll hear Biden answer him. So, here, listen to this.
Step up. You got to step up. We got to do a lot more. A lot more than we've done, because this is the first chance we've had in a generation, in my view, to deal and cut another slice off institutional racism toward getting to the place where it changes. And by the way, the main reason why I'm optimistic, because of your generation, Black, White, Hispanic, and Asian American. Did you ever think you'd turn on a TV? You're much younger than I am, but you're a little older than she is. Do you ever think you'd turn on the TV and roughly two out of three ads would be biracial couples selling a product? That never would have happened in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. The least prejudiced, the most optimistic, the best educated, the most desirable of change of any generation. So we can't let them down. Those of us who are a lot older, we got to join and join them and do it now. Again, I thank you. As I said, I really am optimistic. And I promise you, win or lose, I'm going to go down fighting. I'm going to go down fighting for racial equality, equity across the board. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their Creator. Well, that may be what your birthright was, But it's very different than actually being treated equally, being treated the same. Everything from black mortality rates in pregnancy straight through to educational opportunities and everything in between. But the country's ready. And if they're not, it doesn't matter, because there are certain things I ain't gonna change. There are certain things worth losing over. And this is something worth losing over if we have to, but we're not gonna lose.
Thank you very much, sir.
Round of applause, huh?
Those were truly, truly unifying words in a community that needs healing and unification. We'll go down fighting with you.
Well, there you go. Now, he's going to go down fighting. He talks about losing. I got to tell you, listening to him talk, just his voice, listen to his speech pattern. He sounds like a man who's very, very tired and is desperately trying to get through this. You know, here's something else I just thought about. You know, you got Nancy Pelosi, and she screams, "I got set up at the hair salon." Bear in mind, she's number three in line in the presidential succession. That's right, she'll have the nuclear codes. And she got set up by a hair salon. Draw your own conclusions. That's all I'm saying. I saw something from our friend Terry Kaz. Terry lives down in Missouri. He's a good old boy farmer. I like Terry, always have. He posted something, and I know, and I'm going to put it out there. And apparently on September 15th, that's it. No more mask. They don't care, you know. There seems to be a growing movement of saying no more mask. We're done, whether the government says to or not. I think what we really have to look at is this. We, at the beginning, everybody was like, what the hell is this? And I get it. And we should have. We have flattened the curve. That was the big thing. Don't want to overload the hospitals. I got it. We did that. You cannot hide from this virus. You can't. What we can do is learn to live with it. We have learned to live with it. Something that you're saying, what are you talking about? It's like this. We have learned to live with the flu, the seasonal flu, every year. We've learned to live with it. H1N1, they never, you know, no governor shut down their economy for H1N1, yet people died from it. Didn't have to wear a mask either. So again, we learned to live with it. We will learn to live whether we have a vaccine or not. And, you know, whether you take the vaccine or not, that's your call. Just like it's your call to whether you want to get a flu shot. I have my own ideas and opinions on it, and I keep them to myself unless somebody actually asks me about it. And nobody ever does, but that's okay. So, Well, this is what I want to talk to you about also. Let me see. Do I have time for this? I do. Yes, I do. Of course I do. And if not, that's okay too. I want to talk to you about 19 last-minute preps to get before it's too late. Now, the whole point of preparedness is to be ready when a disaster strikes. Hurricane is heading your way. You don't want to be in line at store with hundreds of other people buying whatever supplies are left. You want to be at home with your family, securing the fact that you have all the supplies you need. What if it's too late? Imagine, if you will, you're one of those people who likes the idea of preparedness but never really got into it, and now a disaster is looming on the horizon and you only have hours left to prepare. What should you do? It doesn't have to be a hurricane, folks. It could be, you know, just about anything, really. And that's the whole point of being a prepper, to be prepared. That doesn't mean go out and buy $1,000 worth of freaking toilet paper. And by the way, those people that did hoard the toilet paper, I sincerely hope that no one bought it from you and that you still have it stacked a mile high in your garage. I hope they put in your basement flooded and you lost it all. So if you don't want to get yourself in this situation, but in case you are, here's a list of last-minute preps to do or get before it's too late. And this is important. Now, not everybody's going to fit into this, but here it is. Number one, you got to fill your gas tank and propane tanks. And it's still a good idea to fill a few gas containers to have on hand as well. If you use a wood-burning stove, refresh your supply of wood. Number two, you got to charge batteries for your phones or other electronics. And get extra batteries for radios, flashlights, and other essentials that cannot be recharged. If you don't have car chargers for your phones and tablets, get some. They're dirt cheap. Go to the dollar store. You can get everything you need there for really cheap. Look, you're not looking for you're not looking for this thing to last forever. You just need it to last a few weeks. And most of them will. Here's number three. This is important. Do your laundry. Avoid letting dirty clothes and linens pile up. That way, you won't be without clean clothes in the event of a power outage. Now, it doesn't mean you can't do your laundry without electricity. Guess what? Generations before us have. And yeah, it's a pain in the ass, and you're going to get wet, but that's the part of washing your laundry. And you don't need a lot of... Look, the idea... This is an American thing, really. If it doesn't suds up, then it's not clean. That's really not true. If you want to clean your clothes, what you really need, a lot of fresh water. There you go. And let it air dry. There you go. What are we there? Yeah, we're there. Look, let me get back to you on the rest of this in our next segment, okay? So stick around. We're going to finish the list. This is important stuff to know. Be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Proper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now.
Segment three. Let's continue our list of 19 things to get. Number four, wash your dishes. Ditto from number three for your dishes, pots, and pans. If water becomes a precious commodity, and it is, you'll be sorry you didn't take time to clean what you could beforehand. Don't forget, you can use paper plates, which is fine, but don't forget, you got garbage you got to deal with then too. You can burn those if you want to. Number five, check your supply of non-perishable food. Now, many people stocked up on shelf-stable food for the first time this past spring. Do you still have enough canned soup, rice, beans, pasta? How is your supply of canned and frozen vegetables? Keep a manual can opener nearby your canned goods and pay particular attention to foods that you can eat without cooking. Yes. Number six, visit your pharmacy. Refill your family's prescriptions and restock your first aid kit with antibiotic ointment, bandages, and pain relievers. That's important. Number seven, think about other health-related essentials. Now, medicines are not all we need to maintain our bodies. So here's a checklist of some of the other items you may need to purchase. Contact lenses and lens solution. Feminine hygiene supplies. Soap. Shampoo, body lotion, toothpaste, baby needs, vitamins, and of course, the infamous tissue and toilet paper. Number eight, go to the bank. Now, having cash on hand can be a lifesaver if banks close and ATMs shut down. Remember, ATMs run on electricity. Keep a good supply of bills in small denominations at home in a safe location. Number nine, stock up on candles, lighters, and matches. These are inexpensive items, and they can be worth their weight in gold during an extended power outage. Number 10, this is important, remain hydrated. Fill the water bottles you have and keep a supply of store-bought jugs and bottles of water on hand. If a disaster is imminent, fill your sinks and bathtubs with water too. No, you don't have to drink the water out of the bathtub. Well, you could, I suppose, if you clean it really well, and then, you know, clean it real well and then fill it up. You could, but I wouldn't suggest drinking it. You just never know. Number 11, replenish your supply of ammunition. If you have firearms, check your amount of ammo. Number 12, assemble a bug-out bag for each family member. As a prepper, you should have already done this. This should have been done long time ago. Now, the contents of each backpack will vary somewhat depending on the age of the person. Remember, if you got a 7-year-old, don't give them a 40-pound pack to carry. They're never going to do it. So, store your filled bags in a convenient location, such as near the back door in the garage, where they are easy to find and grab. And label those bags to whom they go to. Mom, dad, brother, sister, on down the age line. And make sure they're weight appropriate, as I said. Think about including survival items to last for 3 days. 3 days if you're in Britain, 3 if you're in Germany. Here's a list to get you started. Water bottle, water purification device. You don't even need a device. You can get water purification tablets for a couple bucks. Now, does it make the water taste kind of evil? Yeah, but it does the job. You won't get sick. Long-lasting food, such as jerky, trail mix, energy bars, and instant noodles. Now, the problem with instant noodles is you need what? Water to rehydrate them. It's give or that. It's your choice. Extra set of clothes, including socks. Make sure you have a wet bag to put the clothes in to keep them dry. Should it be raining or something else happen, got to keep those clothes dry. Otherwise, they're no good to you. And don't forget your socks. Socks are important. You need a blanket. Me and myself, I have bought heavy Israeli military blankets. Fire starters, lighters and matches, which you talked about already, first aid supplies, and any medications that you need. Something to be. How about hygiene items? A tarp or a tent. a pocket knife, pocket knife. Every one of my family survival bags have survival knives. Not a freaking pocket knife, a survival knife. A quality survival knife. Plastic bags, trash bags, and small zippered ones. Those are invaluable. Flashlight. Pen and paper. I would suggest throwing in baby wipes, unscented baby wipes. You can use them too, dual-use product. They're one of my favorite products. You can use them to bathe with, put them in the zip, you know, the Ziploc bag, and then when you have to go defecate, you got something to wipe your ass with. And of course, if you want to do a deck of cards, crosswords, or other small games, that's up to you. Number 13, you got to purchase cleaning items. Many stores ran out of wipes and cleansers as part of the COVID-19 shutdowns. By the way, I still haven't seen a can of Lysol anywhere. And that's all because Clorox wipes and the Lysol wipes, because that material that they make the wipes from is being used and shipped to the hospitals, medical facilities. They get first dibs on it. So there you go. Now, people are already hardwired to stock up on these items again. Get them while you can, wherever you see them. I would suggest not the grocery store. I would suggest the dollar stores, Dollar General, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree. They're going to have those. Get them there. And no, they don't have to say Lysol on it. But regardless, don't wait to purchase bleach, antibacterial wipes, or other cleaners you'll need in emergency. It's not necessary to hoard these items. However, you should have them on hand. 14, collect essential documents. This is important. This is where you're going to put it, okay? So you place your important papers in an easy-to-grab large envelope. Pull together your family's passports, birth certificates, marriage license, insurance policies, and then place the paper envelope inside a zippered plastic bag for added safety. And I would put a copy into the cloud so you can access it, whether it be OneDrive or Google Drive or wherever. But at least you got a hard copy to take with you, and should something happen to that, you've got the ability to go to the cloud and download it, and you've got it that way, all right? Something to think about. How about fill in freezer gaps? Now, the power goes out, the items in your freezer will stay frozen longer if your freezer is full. So fill in any gaps so you positively have to. If the electricity goes out, keep those things cold as long as you can. Number 16, prepare for fire. Now, fires can result from many burns. Good idea. 17, prepare for high winds. Clear away branches and debris that could cause a hazard in a storm. Secure your outdoor furniture, grills, and other large items that could become dangerous projectiles. Clear out the gutters, downspouts, and storm drains. 18, you got to check your tools. See that your tools are in good working order. For example, is your chainsaw ready? When was the last time you sharpened your axe? And don't forget to include versatile items such as duct tape and fishing lines in your preparations. Number 19, the last one, prepare an emergency contact list. When crisis strikes, the mind can and will go blank on you. Have a written list of who to contact in case of an emergency. Your list can include family members, doctors, insurance personnel. In the unlikely event that you get separated from your children, place emergency contact information in their bug out bags. Remember, there's a difference between preparing for a crisis and panic buying. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we witnessed many people hoarding items because they let fear take over their minds. Yes, that is true. Fear took over their minds. Can anyone tell me why they had to buy so much toilet paper? Two ones. One, they saw it on the internet. That's what they were buying in Hong Kong. So they figured, well, I should get toilet paper. Number two, COVID-19 does not provide explosive diarrhea. Just an idea, it's just to show you that fear takes over their minds. People weren't thinking. And they never will, by the way. They don't. Buying massive supplies of toilet paper or bleach may make you feel as if you have some control over things, but the shortages that result may hurt others who need those items. When you purchase only what you need, you help your family while not endangering others. And there you have it. All right, my friends, I want to say thank you for listening to the Jeffers Brief. That's it for this week. If something really big happens, I'll be back on there. Don't forget to, don't forget, go to mumbleit.com. Mumbleit.com. I'm starting to spend most of my time there as opposed to Facebook. In October, Facebook's going to change. I talked to about last episode. If you don't know, look at the last week's episode. Listen to it. This is what they're planning. So with that said, I'm John Jeffers here at the Jeffers Brief. Be alert, be safe, be vigilant. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.